January 27th through February 2nd, 1 Nephi chapters 16 through 22. I will prepare the way before you. As you study 1 Nephi chapters 16 through 22, look for passages that impress you. Some people like to highlight such verses in their scriptures, others write notes in the margins. Consider how you will record the impressions you receive. As Lehi's family journeyed toward the promised land, the Lord made them this promise. Quote, I will prepare the way before you, if it so be that ye shall keep my commandments. End quote. See 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 13. Clearly, that promise did not mean that the journey would be easy. Family members still disagreed, bows broke, and people struggled and died. And they still had to build a ship from raw materials. However, when the family faced adversity or seemingly impossible tasks, Nephi recognized that the Lord was never far away. He knew that God, quote, doth nourish the faithful and strengthen them, and provide means whereby they can accomplish the thing which he has commanded them, end quote. From 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 3. If you ever wonder why bad things happen to good people, like Nephi and his family, you may find insights in these chapters. But perhaps more important, you will see what good people do when bad things happen. Ideas for personal scripture study. 1 Nephi chapters 16 through 18. When I keep the commandments, God will help me face challenges. Chapter 16 through 18 of 1 Nephi describes several challenges that Nephi's family faced, including dealing with a broken bow, see 1 Nephi 16 verses 17 through 32, the death of Ishmael, see 1 Nephi 16 verses 34 through 39, building a ship. See 1 Nephi chapter 17 verses 7 through 16 and chapter 18 verses 1 through 4. And family discord. See 1 Nephi chapter 18 verses 9 through 22. How did Nephi's responses to these challenges differ from the responses of some of his family members? What were the consequences of these responses? It might help to record what you find in a table with headings like these: challenge, Nephi's response, others' responses, and results. Why do you think Nephi was able to remain so faithful when others did not? Reflect on how the example of Nephi and his family can help you with your challenges. See also related videos in the Book of Mormon videos collection on churchofjesuschrist.org or the Gospel Library app. 1 Nephi chapter 16 verses 10 through 16, verses 23 through 31, Chapter 18, verses 11 through 22. The Lord guides me through small and simple means. When God led Lehi's family into the wilderness, he did not provide them with a detailed travel plan to the promised land. But he did give Lehi the Liahona to guide his family daily toward their destination. What has Heavenly Father given you to provide guidance and direction? What do you think it means that by small means the Lord can bring about great things? See 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 29. As you read 1 Nephi 16, 10 through 16, and 23 through 31, and chapter 18, verses 11 through 22, consider making a list of principles that illustrate how God guides his children. For example, 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 10, can teach that God sometimes guides us in unexpected ways. What experiences have you had with these principles? See also Alma chapter 37, verse 7, and verses 38 through 47, and Doctrine and Covenants section 64, verses 33 and 34. 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 23 and 24, and chapters 20 through 22. I can liken all scriptures to myself. Isaiah wrote to all the children of Israel, and Nephi saw that this included his own family specifically. And it includes you. See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 23 and 24. Regarding Nephi's quotations of Isaiah, President Henry B. Eyring said, quote, I read Isaiah's words, assuming Nephi picked the parts of Isaiah that I, without worrying about the imagery, could take directly to my heart, as if the Lord were speaking to me, end quote. From the Book of Mormon Will Change Your Life, Ensign, February 2004. With President Eyring's words in mind, consider questions like the following as you read chapters 20 through 22. 1 Nephi chapter 20 verses 1 through 9. What phrases in these verses describe the children of Israel? How do they describe Laman and Lemuel? What warnings and application do you find for yourself? 1 Nephi chapter 20 verses 17 through 22. How did the Lord lead the children of Israel? How did he lead Lehi's family? How does he guide you? What else do you find in 1 Nephi chapters 20 through 22 that makes you feel as if the Lord were speaking to you? How does Nephi's commentary in chapter 22 help you understand Isaiah's prophecies? 1 Nephi chapter 21. Who are the house of Israel and the Gentiles? The house of Israel are the descendants of the Old Testament prophet Jacob, who was given the name Israel by the Lord. See Genesis chapter 32 verse 28 and chapter 35 verse 10. See also Bible Dictionary Israel. The Lord made certain covenants with Israel, and his descendants were considered God's covenant people. However, generations later, many of them turned away from the Lord and were eventually scattered across the earth. The term Gentiles in these passages refers to people that do not yet have the gospel. See Bible Dictionary Gentile. Isaiah taught that in the latter days the Gentiles would be given the gospel and be instrumental in teaching and gathering the house of Israel. See 1 Nephi chapter 21 verse 22, chapter 22 verses 8 through 12. See also Isaiah chapter 60 and chapter 66 verses 18 through 20. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. 1 Nephi chapter 17 verses 1 through 6 and verses 17 through 22. Perhaps your family could contrast Nephi's account of traveling in the wilderness, see 1 Nephi chapter 17 verses 1 through 6, with his brother's account, see 1 Nephi chapter 17 verses 17 through 22. Why do you think they saw the same events so differently? What can we learn from Nephi about having a faithful perspective? 1 Nephi chapter 17 verses 17 through 22 and chapter 18 verses 9 through 16. What are the consequences of jealousy, contention, and complaining in a family? How do we overcome these problems? 1 Nephi chapter 19 verses 22 through 24. Nephi likened the scriptures to his family, quote, that it might be for their profit and learning, end quote. See 1 Nephi chapter 19 verse 23. There are several stories in 1 Nephi chapters 16 through 18 that your family could liken to yourselves. Maybe you could act out one of these stories and discuss how it applies to your family. 1 Nephi chapter 21 verses 14 through 16. How might the message in these verses help someone who feels forgotten? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Improving personal study. Ask the Lord for help. The scriptures were given by revelation, and we need revelation to truly understand them. The Lord has promised, quote, "If ye will ask me in faith, surely these things shall be made known unto you," end quote. From 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 11.